Hello, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today, we're talking about security training, specifically the type of training you can use to make sure every employee at each of your customers is not the one who's clicking that oh-so-carefully designed but oh-so-malevolent link in an otherwise innocent-looking email. Yep. You know the person I'm talking about. We're joined by Clark Collette, who designed ESET's Cybersecurity Awareness Training, or ECAT, their offering for ESET North America, to discuss the company's past, present, and future in presenting this kind of training to both customers and partners. We talk about how ESET differentiates itself in an increasingly crowded field for security training, how its training offerings have evolved over time, and, of course, how this can benefit you as a solution provider. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with ESET's Clark Collette. Clark, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure.
So I wanted to talk about cybersecurity awareness training and what you guys have been doing and kind of where you see it going. It feels like as much as the last 18 months have been dominated by one story, another story that has really come to the forefront is security and, you know, ransomware is in the news all over the place. And a lot of that has been channel facing, unfortunately, in the last few months, especially. I guess maybe to start with, can you give us a little bit of a history of the cybersecurity awareness training product that you offer, kind of the genesis of it, the thinking behind it, that sort of thing?
Yeah, for sure. So we've kind of made some kind of cybersecurity training for years now, and we really mm-hmm. started on the consumer side of things. We offered it as a free part of our consumer training, just to help home users be vigilant and know what kind of threats to avoid that play more on the human factor of things. Mm-hmm. And as the demand and need for cybersecurity training in the business sector has been increasing due to phishing attacks, social engineering being on the rise, we've developed first a free training that we offered to businesses that kind of educated on those things. And then more recently have offered a premium product to kind of help educate the average business user on how to stay vigilant against these things. Now, cybercrime, as you know, is just, it's been big business. It seems like it's getting to be even more of big business. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think of it as the modern day bank robbery in a way, with maybe sometimes even bigger stakes and bigger gains to be had, but much lower risk. It can be done from anywhere at any time. And the rewards for it on the cyber criminals end are very large. So it's been more important than ever to kind of cover that weak link, as we like to say. And business is only as strong as its weakest link. And some people would say that, you know, that means that employees are the weakest link. We don't like to think of it that way, because employees are the business's greatest asset, but their gap in knowledge and awareness can be a weak link that leads to breaches and can be really costly for a company.
Understandably. And we've certainly seen that time and time again, it feels. Can you kind of walk me through what an engagement with the cybersecurity awareness training for business looks like, kind of what that experience is for the average customer, for the SMB customer or whatever organization might be engaging in that?
Sure. So ESET Cybersecurity Awareness Training, or ECAT as we call it, because, you know, the business loves these acronyms. So ECAT consists of interactive training content on the most important cybersecurity topics to avoid breaches, and also phishing security tests to reinforce the training and help keep employees vigilant. This is more and more important as businesses want to ensure that their employees are avoiding real life attacks, which again can lead to breaches and be really costly to remediate. And so kind of making sure that they're knowing what kind of threats to look for and in a test environment instead of a real one is increasingly important. An admin dashboard is included with the product as well that allows them to synchronize users, conduct phishing tests, track the phishing tests and course completion data, and then create reports. And this can be done by any number of administrators in a really easy to use dashboard that shows a lot of the data the course completion, you know, how many people have clicked or downloaded an attachment in one of these phishing tests, et cetera. And then also the employee, when they complete the main training, gets a certificate of completion, which is important for compliance and insurance purposes to show that they are certified in cybersecurity awareness training.
What makes your cybersecurity awareness training offering, you know, what's the pitch? What's the big plus?
So as this industry is growing so much, there are a lot of competitors and a lot of other businesses offering training for sure. ESET, I like to think of as being a cybersecurity company first. There are a lot of companies offering this that are maybe an education company and just kind of added this as part of their repertoire because they saw the need. But ESET has over 30 years of research in software development and have really been on the forefront of discovering the latest threats and staying ahead of them. And this goes directly into our training as well. We're frequently releasing new training modules and updating existing ones with the latest information about threats. And ESET, aside from being kind of cybersecurity experts, we do have education even as part of our mission statement as a company. And, you know, this was shown when we started building the consumer security education training over 8 years ago as a free offering. ESET's always valued education as kind of part of the complete package that that ESET offers. And this has been, again, even evolved into the premium training that we now offer with the ESET cybersecurity awareness training. And there's a lot of competitors as well. You'll see they offer, you know, even over 100 different topics to cover. And a lot of people are seeking out, just looking for the most checkboxes to tick off. And that's, you know, that can be useful sometimes, but really doesn't matter how much content you throw at somebody. It only really matters if you change their behavior and actually educate them on what they need to know. So if they're taking a ton of training and not remembering any of it, it doesn't really do anything. And if you're just trying to cover, you know, check off the compliance or insurance requirements boxes that you need this training for your employees, then yeah, there's a lot of different solutions that will do that. But if you really want to change user behavior, you've got to take a different approach to that. Putting them in real world scenarios and kind of interactive gamified content will help to reinforce the training and help them actually see how it applies and be able to immediately use that in their day-to-day life. So we've really focused on making an engaging, interactive training that appeals more to an emotional level and then actually does change user behavior.
How have you seen demand for this kind of training evolve, and how have you evolved the content as we went first to a predominantly work from home model for knowledge workers? And now we're talking a lot, obviously, about the hybrid workplace and what that looks like in terms of security challenges of some people being on-prem and some people being at home and some people being wherever the heck they happen to be that day.
Yeah, that's been a big concern for sure. And the pandemic kind of put that in rapid drive, I guess, what would be a better word for that. the pandemic kind of put that, accelerated the need to really kind of address those concerns from people working from anywhere. So you had suddenly businesses that had full control over their network, full control over kind of the visibility of their users were suddenly maybe entirely remote. And at home, these networks maybe had insecure Wi-Fi passwords and security settings. They may have had, you know, Internet of Things devices have increased a lot recently. And a lot of those have a default password that is the same on all devices and actually can be kind of a way to get into a network. So we realized how important it was quickly to address these kind of concerns and educate people on what are the threats of working remotely. We released a module right near the beginning kind of when everything shut down about that was entirely to address remote work, even included a little mini game to kind of go through a home and find what kind of vulnerabilities there were and see what you'd need to do to protect those. And this is continuing to be a concern as well, because a lot of businesses aren't even returning to full office work. They're offering a hybrid model. Some have gone completely remote because they realize that people can be still very productive at home, or they're saving costs that way. So it's it's still important to make sure that somebody working remotely is taking every safeguard that they can to protect their network at home. The pandemic also saw some interesting things with phishing. Not only did the number of attacks increase with phishing, but they were very topical. Things like COVID news and fake vaccine information, maybe even, you know, food delivery service offers, which everybody was trying to do when you couldn't go out. So they were kind of seeing what kind of regular emails were going and mimicking those. And people were much more likely to click on those. I think sometimes they even kind of let their guard down because they're at home and not in an office and didn't really think as much about the security in that case. So we've also added a lot of those types of with the phishing campaigns that we offer, where you can, you know, send out these fake phishing emails to see if people are clicking and interacting with those. Mm-hmm. There's even some splash pages that ask for Microsoft 365 login information or Google Drive, et cetera. So to see, hey, are people clicking on these and entering in information? So if they are, you know, can we immediately educate them on why they shouldn't do that and what to look for in the future? And those have been more and more tailored to real world kind of phishing attacks that we're seeing as well, which in many cases have increased and then been more targeted because of the pandemic.
All right. We've talked a lot about sort of the benefit to the user, to the organization that is ultimately getting the training, has folks that are getting the training. Can you talk a little bit about how partners interact with the training offer and kind of what that experience looks like for them, as well as sort of the business side of benefits for your partners?
Yes, absolutely. So with partners, I mean, we think the best way to offer any product confidently is to try it for yourself. So ESET does offer a 1-year NFR to all the employees of any ESET partner. So they can try it, use it on their own employees, and then be able to confidently recommend it to their clients. And then business partners have also often told us that they had a client that's been working with somebody else, and they took a week or two to get back to them. The support hadn't been great. And so ESET really is known for giving world-renowned support, both pre-sales and post-sales. Mm-hmm. And we've heard a lot of feedback that from them that, you know, thank you for being there with us kind of on this whole journey as well.
In terms of how you see partners using the product, basically, what does that flow look like for partners? And sort of what are some of the tips or tricks or advice on how partners can get the most out of the cybersecurity awareness training?
So an ESET partner can request with their ESET sales representative or partner account manager an NFR to use, and we add them to the system, and they get the number of licenses to use there, and then have us to do a walkthrough if needed, or email support if they have any questions along the way. They found usually it's pretty easy once they get an automated email that to set up their account. And on the admin side, their employees can then be synchronized to the system through an Active Directory or Microsoft 365 synchronization or SAML, or they can upload a CSV with their employees, and then they're ready to go to assign the main course or any of the supplemental courses, or conduct their first phishing campaign. And then, you know, we're also very open to feedback on what they're hearing for their customers on what type of training, what different courses that we should be adding next, because we're constantly trying to add and increase our different training courses to kind of appeal to the needs of customers as well. So we have a really close relationship with our ESET partners on making that happen.
All right, we've talked a little bit about kind of where it's been and where it's at now, but as always, what have you done for me lately? What can what can your partners expect to see in the near future in terms of directions and features and approach to cybersecurity awareness training?
So one thing that we did just recently release was a French version, as that's been a huge request, especially in Canada, for French speaking companies. So we've offered that, as well as the phishing templates as well have been localized and translated into French as well. Those will be fully available within a month, but the full French training, the kind of 90-minute overview is available now. For the future, we do offer, for like an MSP can have, for customers that they manage, can manage them all through the portal and see insight into everything that they're doing. We will be offering multi-tenancy as well, where a partner can view kind of the activity of their own customers in the future. Right now, we're able to provide that upon request, but when a partner sells the training to one of their customers, that customer is basically the admin and takes care of everything under them. And that's something that we'll be adding. We're also working on some additional modules, for example, for PII or personal identifiable information. We have that kind of integrated in some of the training, but we're making a dedicated module for that, as we've had a lot of requests for that recently. And we're continuing to update the training as well. We do a major annual update because companies that renew with us often want to see new content or a modified experience, in many cases, because their compliance requires that it not be the same every year, but also just because it's, you know, things are evolving. Things are changing. Spear phishing, for example, was not nearly as big of a deal a few years ago. And we've kind of put more focus on that because phishing isn't just kind of a wide net into the whole ocean, hoping they get a bite. Often they're researching and finding information about the CEO or about somebody's boss from LinkedIn, and they're customizing phishing emails and making it look a lot more realistic and a lot more like it's coming from somebody that they should trust. So as things evolve, we're updating and modifying modules, and then we do a major refresh once a year.
Anything else that's top of mind that partners need to know about what you guys are doing around cybersecurity awareness training?
So for the partner benefit, they do get a 10% additional margin right now on net new or renew customer deals that include ECAT. There is a MDF or marketing upon approval to deploy an ECAT in a box campaign for new and cross-sell opportunities. And then, like I mentioned, the free ECAT training that they can get for their own employees as well.
All right. Brilliant. Appreciate your taking the time to come and chat with us a little bit about kind of what you're seeing on the cybersecurity awareness training front. And thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
There you have it, the full rundown on cybersecurity awareness training, courtesy of Clark Collette from ESET. I'd like to thank Clark for taking the time to chat with us, thank ESET for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week, as we're joined by Zach Dixon, the new vice president of the partner organization at Cisco Canada, to discuss his new role and the role that Cisco is looking to play in the ever-expanding cloud market. Between now and then, we'd invite you to subscribe or follow the podcast in your app of choice so you never miss an episode. And if you should feel so inclined, please do leave us a review and a rating in your podcast engine of choice. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.